This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truckers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, here he is, the professor of politics from California, IA, back for hour number two, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because it emphasizes what America is all about. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you've heard the chant, "Let's go, Brandon," right?
I have, yes.
Now they got a theme song.
All right, yes, I know. I've heard it.
And here we go.
Let's go, Brandon.
Hey.
Let's go, Brandon.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, that is a rapper by the name of Loza Alexander, and he's got that out there. You can find it on Facebook, and I guess it's on Twitter. It's a sign of the times, I guess, when you can do that, right?
Well, it really is, and I don't think none of this would be happening if it wasn't for that, I think, one reporter trying to sort of gloss it all over and saying, they're saying, "Let's go, Brandon." You know, that's just the height of what we see in the mainstream media these days.
Yeah, well, monkey see is monkey do, right?
Well, exactly. Evidently, we were told that people just didn't like Trump. we never saw this kind of thing happening across the country in full stadiums, regardless, you know, I mean, if it's NASCAR, if it's football, whatever, and they're all saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is significant. Mm-hmm. The White House has to be aware that things are not going well.
All right, well, I've got some news bits right now that I'm going to just run by everybody just so they know a little something's going on. First of all, the TSA says that 40% of their employees are still unvaccinated as the November deadline looms. Over in San Francisco, they put nearly 200 unvaccinated first responders on leave while crime surges. And the Chicago Police Union boss calls on his cops to defy the coronavirus vaccine mandate. Meanwhile, Fox's Tucker Carlson says the Biden administration is pretending that the economic failures are victories. And I agree with that one. I've seen him trying to make a failure into a victory, trying to do it verbally, but it's not working. And the media is just nodding their heads like livestock.
Well, and generally, but I think you've got a lot of reporters now are starting to get a little discontented. And they're yelling the questions at Biden as he's walking away after making a statement and taking no questions. So it's chipping away.
And Facebook told their staff its plan to prevent leaks, which was immediately leaked. And then there's a poll. 56% of San Francisco Bay Area residents plan to leave in the next few years. No surprise there, is there?
No surprise, stores are leaving San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, of course.
Because people can come in and steal whatever they want.
They can steal $1,000 and not be prosecuted.
That's right.
Yep.
So this is not civilization. This is a breakdown of civilization.
Yep. And Southwest Airlines, by the way, over the weekend asked a federal court to reject a lawsuit filed by the carrier's pilots union to temporarily block the company from carrying out its COVID-19 vaccine mandate, arguing the order would put its business customers and employees at risk. Now, remember, the union asserts that Southwest, which last week experienced thousands of flight cancellations and delays, illegally changed work rules instead of negotiating with them because they decided to go with the president's federal vaccine mandate instead of doing what they could have done in Texas, which was ignored.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, here comes the music. So that means, guess what? We're going to go to break, but Kyle will be back with me. We'll have more right after we take this break and do what we got to do. Don't forget, it's all about we the people here in the program. We the people. They work for us. We need to call our congressmen and women, our senators, to make sure that they're on the same page we are. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell's company. Remember, Mike Lindell, a true patriot, and we're doing the best we can to help him out here as one of his endorsers. Now, MyPillow.com, go to the website. Take a look at all the products that are there, and you'll see where it says by promo code. With the promo code, the price is so-and-so and such, which is a tremendous savings. The only promo code you need to know is CAPTAIN. It's that simple, CAPTAIN. And by the way, don't forget, they have a page on the front page called Radio Listener Special. You double-click on that, you go to that, you're going to get at least 24 items, some of which are marked even lower than what's on the home page. You're going to be able to save an insane amount of money by going there. Now, again, promo code CAPTAIN, and if you want to talk to him on the telephone, the phone number is 800-641-5459, the number 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Go there, check him out. You'll be glad you did. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the Dems have got some really bad news for Trump critic and Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger. You heard what they're doing to him?
Well, yeah, his district's getting redrawn, as it were.
And he's going to be placed in a solid Democratic district.
That's right.
Which means goodbye, Adam Kinzinger.
That's right. Evidently, they used to have 18 districts. Now they'll have 17.
But in the meantime, it's going to open up another district that was Democratic and make it Republican.
Yep.
It's just that Kinzinger won't be able to run for it.
That's right.
Yep. So there you go. Now, the other thing is that The Chinese communists right now seem to be eating our lunch by building the world's largest navy, advancing next-generation technologies, and promoting unity and strength amongst their rank and file. And something they just did to prove it was they launched a multi-nuclear-capable hypersonic glider that orbited the Earth, Kyle, and then descended into its target area. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes is right. Because, you know, we hear about being able to have, you know, travel from New York to London in an hour or something like that based on this kind of thing. But this is really something. This could deliver that weapon anywhere in the world very, very quickly, obviously. It was basically a surprise to the United States, as far as we know. But also, at the same time, you talked about the Navy captain. Russia and China held joint naval drills in the Sea of Japan on Friday. They're working together to some degree with these war games. So the plot thickens, as it were.
By the way, Bill Clinton was released from the hospital out there by you.
That's right, from UCI Medical Center. And so, of course, he had been suffering from sepsis, an infection in the blood. And so, but he actually ended up staying, I think, what, another one or two nights from the initial story breaking.
Right.
Because they really needed to keep an eye on him. This was, from what we understand from one of the doctors I saw interviewed, a very close call for the former president.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, Kyle, in case you missed it there, folks, Delta Airlines up there in Atlanta, their home base, Atlanta, Georgia, Delta Airlines CEO announced that they're going to ditch the COVID vaccine mandate for their employees and their pilots, and I think we all know why they're doing that.
Right. Well, they are talking about this idea. Well, they've achieved a vaccination rate of about 90%, you know, but I think you're right. I think this is, you know, they saw this major, major backlash.
Yeah. So will the U.S. Navy force out their unvaccinated sailors as promised?
Well, it's a good question. I think they've got to look at a lot of the practicalities of this.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they will, and here's why. There is a class action suit that's been brought by members. There's 24 people in it, members of the Army, the Marine Corps, the Navy, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, defense contractors, and some public first responders, too, have got a class action lawsuit. Which is working its way very rapidly up and should be decided on pretty quick here. It'll be in court, and then we'll find out what's going on.
Yep, exactly right.
Now, Mr. Kyle, we get emails from time to time, and sometimes I see them, and I do a good job of getting them out, and sometimes I don't see them, and I'm not that quick on the draw here. But yesterday I had enough time because the Bucks weren't playing. And I really wasn't all that excited in watching any game other than the Bears and the Packers. And the Bears were winning, and then they managed to lose to the Packers. Aaron Rodgers did his thing. But I'm going to read you. We got a couple of Matts that are in here from different places. I'm going to read you the first one. Matt N. from Denver, Colorado. He says, Captain, great show. Appreciate you. Appreciate your guests. God bless America, and thanks for all you do. Shocking, almost unbelievable, but sadly and true. It took me a while to start to put the pieces together on what's going on here, but it appears you've captured what the globalists are doing in their seemingly insatiable hunger for power to reduce the world's population and create a new world order and centralized control, no matter the cost to humanity. And please keep this important report coming about the vaccines and what they're doing and how the results are here and how the deaths aren't what they are. And in some places they're worse because it all depends on who you're looking at and what you're talking about. Thank you, Matt N. in Denver.
Wow, great email, Matt. Absolutely.
Yeah, now we got one from Mike D. in Atlanta. And he's saying, the simple issue here is money. These billionaires love money and will do anything to increase it. Where can they find more money? Well, in China. Labor hardly exists in America now because of Biden's policies. And cheap labor is in China with over a billion people. These pirates are all headed for China to invest and will show their personal pictures of Mao Zedong at the border.
This is an abhorrent form of capitalism, which communism labels moribund capitalism. The total investment for the money, for interest capital alone, nothing is produced by the capitalists. And that's Mike D. in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow. Yeah, another great email. Absolutely.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's Matt E. in Orlando, Florida. And hello, Orlando. He's saying, a need to shrink the world population? Yeah, you bet. Lots of that going on. So one has to ask, isn't that counterproductive to the elite saying that the U.S. needs more people to increase the declining population? Would someone please make up their mind?
Right, right. Well, again, I think that you do have some people that think that it's easier to control if they are able to achieve their goals, as it were. Another great email.
Then we got one from MJ in Valdosta, Georgia. He says, we, the people of this world, need to band together. Demand the arrest of these people that are trying to do what they're trying to do to us. We all know now what they're trying to plan to do. Take over our country without firing a shot by convincing us that we're not going to pay more in taxes and everything's going to be fine. Not true. The more power they want to gain, the more they're going to destroy this country and us with it. I'm not going willingly. MJ, Valdosta, Georgia.
Yeah, great sentiment there. But you know, Captain, one thing about President Trump is that he was actually beginning to fight back for America. That's
he was
why
too close to the candle.
Exactly right. And you saw the mountain that came down on top of him.
Yep.
And maybe he's the only person in the world who could actually take it, because he's coming back for more, it looks like.
Yeah, and here's one from B, just the letter B in Detroit, Michigan. An interesting side note to everything you've been talking about is that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claims that the CDC is not an independent government agency, but is actually a subsidiary of Big Pharma, and the CDC owns patents on at least 57 different vaccines. I've heard that. And profited $4.1 billion per year in vaccinated sales before the COVID scam, which is enriching them by billions more. Now, that I don't know about. I'll have to do some checking, but I did hear about the CDC and their patents.
Yes, very interesting. Very much so.
So those are some really good emails. I got more, but those are the ones that are there. I might read some more later in the week. But, you know, people are right on.
Well, absolutely, yeah, and stimulating a lot of great conversation and a lot of great response. So that makes us very happy.
Yeah, by the way, the new COVID pill from Merck,
right,
is going to cost the United States $712 per patient to give them these pills for COVID.
Wow.
That's not cheap.
No, not at all.
Jeez.
It needs to be 50 cents.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And if you want to call us, Kathy's going to give you the number here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With Monday comes the start of the trial in Brunswick, Georgia, of three men accused of murdering Ahmed Arbery. Jury selection scheduled to start in the murder trial of Greg and Travis McMichael. They're the father and son who prosecutors say armed themselves and then pursued the unarmed black man after spotting him jogging in their neighborhood just outside Brunswick. Also standing trial is William Roddy Bryan. He's a neighbor of theirs who took video of the Travis McMichael shooting of Arbery at very close range. It's expected to be a lengthy jury selection process. The judge has ordered a minimum of 1,000 potential members in the jury pool. The congressional panel investigating the January Capitol attack ready to press criminal charges against former Trump strategist Steve Bannon. A vote on the matter is set for Tuesday, and this is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Well, thank you very much, Mark Walters. And last night, you, many of you on these same stations, heard him with his Armed American Radio Monster Cast. He had our friends Don and Donna on from Cowboy Logic. And that was a pretty interesting little spiel that he had with him for one whole hour, hour number two of the program. So if you go back and listen to his podcast at armedamericanradio.org, you'll be able to hear what they were talking about. So in the meantime, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host, and I've been with them for 18 years. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website at Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They'll cover the car you're driving. They'll cover the truck you're driving. They'll even offer you coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. But if you want to save money, then you want to bundle it with your homeowners, renters, or condos insurance. You do that along with the vehicles you're driving, and you will save a boatload of money. And I do mean it just that way, a boatload of money. So it's Geico, G-E-I-C-O. .com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now,
in looking at little Dr. Fauci, he had an explanation as for why so many people hate him that's likely to spark even more of a backlash. What do you think?
Right. Well, you know, he talks about Captain. He says he's an easy target. He says because he stands for, quote, science,
yeah,
data, and the hard facts,
yeah,
rather than conspiracy theories.
Okay. I'll lay a hard fact, okay?
Yep.
Fauci said that because of all these big sporting events and all these football games, there was going to be a considerable spike in COVID cases. What am I missing? I have not seen the spike.
I know. The spike's not there. But yet, again, well, but we're supposed to listen to Fauci, you know, and by the way, I learned about science, you learned about science, so many people listening to us, I remember in school, we all learned about science. Dr. Fauci doesn't seem to be talking about science in the scientific way, but he's made it into a scientism in the grand sense.
Yeah. Now the war on police, unfortunately, is continuing as an ambush in a Texas bar killed one constable and wounded two others. A person of interest was taken into custody, but there's way too much of this stuff going on.
Well, you know, Captain, of course, our hearts just go out because of this. But, you know, what happens when you demonize the police,
mm-hmm,
you want to defund them. All cops are bad cops. It goes on and on. And you hammer this home from political leaders and media people and so forth, crackpots. You know, they're going to come out of the woodwork on this. This is not fair to the police to demonize them in such a way. It is absolutely wrong. But it serves a political purpose for some, the Democrat Party leader, the far left, or the activists, wherever you want to call them.
Yeah. Now, I want the listeners to think about something for a minute, because we still have American citizens stuck behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. And they've now been abandoned for over 2 months. Yet the Biden administration has no problem at all expediting unvetted Afghans with ties to terrorism. There's something really bad wrong here, isn't there?
Well, it is. And I'm glad you said stuck behind enemy lines, because the Taliban are not our friend. They are, in fact, our enemy. There's no doubt about that. But yet, Captain, how are they described? They're described as professional. You know, as a business-like, honestly, it is so baffling. We can't even get a radar fix on it.
Well, that's true, and I just sit here, and I know that the people coming in, there was a whole bunch of people that got out and got on those planes that weren't vetted at all.
Right.
And we know that we've had people come across the border. Or try to come across the border, now from Canada. That's the latest thing. They're starting to catch people coming across from Canada that have come over. They've flown into Canada from wherever they've come from, trying to sneak in.
Right. Right. I mean, it's a all-point sort of situation here. That's right.
Now, Joe Biden boosted a group yesterday that helps illegal immigrants avoid arrest amidst the border crisis. That's not a good image to put out there, is it?
Well, no, but to a great degree, I don't think that they care, to be honest.
They're exempt.
Yeah, exactly. And so again, I mean, remember during the riots of 2020, throughout these different cities, you had politicians who were out and out, you know, helping, trying to get people back on the street again so they could keep rioting or keep protesting, I guess, quote unquote, this kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't think that they really care how it's perceived.
Now, here comes the question of the moment for you. You ready?
Yep.
Have you noticed Biden's former boss, Barack Obama, has taken a more active role as Biden sinks amid his crises?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot more of Obama, that's for sure.
Yeah. And it's amazing that it's obvious now that he's having to come out of the woodshed because Biden is sinking like a rock.
Yeah, sinking like a rock is absolutely correct. I think they don't know really what to do at this point. They know that on the one hand, they have to get these ridiculously unpopular terrible policies through, and at the same time keep trying to fool everybody, like, for example, telling them that, no, companies won't raise prices if we raise taxes on them. Really? You know, that's preposterous, you know, that kind of thing. But they can only go so far, and they can only fool so many people at one particular time.
Now, this past week, the Archbishop for the Military Services United States Army, Timothy P. Broglio, said that the troops should be allowed to refuse the mandated COVID-19 vaccine on religious grounds. I have no problem with that. Do you?
No, because that goes in line with typically what has been traditional to a great degree. Yeah.
And in the statement that was released, Broglio described the problematic background behind the COVID-19 vaccines, explaining that they were derived from an abortion-derived cell line, and giving this, receiving the COVID-19 vaccine, could go against someone's religious beliefs. Therefore, Broglio said that the troops who find the vaccine in conflict with their faith should be allowed to refuse it.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's a very powerful argument.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if the administration wanted to go down this road scientifically, we wouldn't be having this big conflict over the vaccine per se, because it wouldn't have been so politicized.
Now, the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines were both tested using an abortion-derived cell line. Now, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was developed, tested, and is produced with the abortion-derived cell line. A little bit of a difference there. And Broglio adds in a further in the statement that no one should be forced to receive a COVID-19 vaccine if it would violate the sanctity of his or her conscience, and emphasized that choosing not to get the vaccine is a religious freedom that's protected by the First Amendment. And I believe all of that is absolutely correct.
Well, again, it goes to the heart of what it means to be American and what it means to be free. Now, there are, and I don't mean in this particular case, but in history, there have been overriding public health issues that that come into play. But it's interesting, Captain, that we're not hearing about these ingredients per se from the mainstream media. It's not generally talked about, and anybody who's refusing it is simply made out to be a crackpot. But when you talk about what you just talked about with the stem cell lines and so forth, that could actually change this conversation dramatically.
Now, Joe Biden last week, according to the Rasmussen poll, finished the polling week with a daily job approval of 43%.
Yep. Well, it was one of the polls last week was like 36%, I think.
And dropping,
exactly.
Yeah.
But either way, Biden is not recovering. They're hoping that you're not going to talk about Afghanistan. They're hoping that you're not going to talk about inflation. They're hoping you're going to just simply say, oh, 24/7 ports in Los Angeles. Okay, good. Problem solved. I'm not going to worry about it anymore. You know, that's what they're hoping you're going to do.
Well, referring to Anthony Fauci and Joe Biden, too, more than 18 months into the COVID-19 pandemic, the U.S. government's leading expert on the crisis, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and President Joe Biden have lost credibility and plurality of Americans who now have a negative opinion of both.
Isn't that something?
Both. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more of the Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2 coming up. Don't go anywhere. I shall return right after these here messages. It's coming up, y'all.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, and here we go. And thanks, Don and Donna, for doing that. CowboyLogic.us, the website. Go there, check it out. We are going to get started with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And don't forget, brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stops, the nation's largest truck stop chain. Stop in and find out why. And while you're there, become a member of the Drivers Club. You get points for the food you buy, the supplies you buy, the fuel you get at the pump. And the same thing applies to the RVers. If you're an RVer, you can do that too. All right, a little CCR from back in the day. Here we go. telling you, Kyle, that brings back a bunch of memories rolling on the river. Proud Mary. CCR. What a group. What a group they were.
Yeah, and a great sound, iconic sound. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, the leader is still around. I guess he's traveling solo, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's get started here. We're going to get started with the weather. I'm going to turn you loose. You got some weather out west, and it looks like as if we could have some snow starting out Washington, Oregon, Idaho, moving east up on 94, moving east on 90, moving east on 80, and even up in Colorado by Wednesday. Go for it.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Of course, we are seeing some storms that are going to be coming in to the Pacific Northwest. They've already started bringing some of the wet stuff. Obviously, we're going to find that that's going to be happening, of course, even also in Northern California as well. Also, high winds in the Northern California area and the upper elevations will also play havoc with high-profile vehicles. But as we move through the week, we're going to see the snow start to come through in places like Northern Nevada, also the middle of Utah, basically traveling up the I-15 corridor there. You'll see snow dipping down into Colorado as well, covering parts of Yellowstone, also Casper, Wyoming as well, and stretching into most of Wyoming. So we have that all happening Monday and Tuesday as we go through this week, so be very careful there. Right now we have some wind advisories also in northern Arizona. Also, we have fire weather, which means low humidity and gusty winds. This straddling the border with California and Nevada as well, and this is going to be in the central part of California there, so be careful of that. And then there's a little bit, kind of some contrasting tales there, but these winter weather advisories are really what we got to be aware of, and so also the lowering snow elevations are also going to be key as well.
Well, pretty much everything we have to worry about east is east of the Mississippi River, starting with Wisconsin. We do have some cold temperatures tonight in the central part of Wisconsin. Again, if you guys and gals are going north up along the northern plains, or you're going north of, now I would say if you're going up into Tennessee, you need to make sure your fuel is right. So when you get to Georgia, coming out of Florida, Alabama, before you get to Tennessee, before you get to Missouri and the states north of there, the temperatures have dropped now. We're starting to get more seasonal-type temperatures, so make sure your fuel is right, because the doggone fuel in the south, for some reason, still comes with a lot of water in it, and the water freezes, and that's what happens to your fuel, and all of a sudden your truck doesn't go anywhere. So you got to have the additives in it. Now, Tennessee, western Tennessee, some chilly temperatures. I-81 all the way from Knoxville, Tennessee, out up to, let's see, Virginia. Yep, Virginia and up into West Virginia. You're going to have cold temperatures there. It's going to be a little chilly going up that way. Of course, that is in the mountains in some places up there anyway. You do have a gale situation, not only off the east coast of Florida, from down below Miami to up around Daytona, but now we got a little bit of this gale winds going on down just south of Naples. So the system that's come across, the wind is blowing. We had some really strong winds last night blowing around here. Temperatures are dropping because the wind's out of the north. And then again, we've got this system that went out to sea. It's got some winds in it, too, so you're going to have some high waves out there off New England. So anybody that's out that way, going that way with a boat or a ship or whatnot, be careful. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we're going to jump right from the frying pan into the fire, so to speak, because joining us right now, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning, Monday morning to you too there. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
What is the situation with Pete Butthead Buttigieg?
Well, he now tells us that we are going to have a supply chain problem well into 2020.
Yep, well, 2022. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, 2020, yes.
Yeah, we knew that a couple of weeks ago, but go ahead.
Well, it doesn't have to be that way.
Nope.
There are clearly some alternatives. But, you know, when the United States has a supply chain problem and we've got cargo ships stacked up waiting to be processed at these ports, it stacks those, it keeps those ships from being in the rotation to other countries. So the supply chain is just not affecting the United States by a long stretch. It's affecting pretty much every port out there across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to Jen Psaki in the White House, you know, what she's saying is this is kind of a good thing. It shows that the economy is doing what it should. And you know, she was blaming it on Asia because of the global pandemic. Well, if Asia wasn't producing, then there wouldn't be cargo containers on cargo ships.
Thank you.
So.
You know, it's like, well, let me see. We have to take the cargo ship and load it up with something here and then put it on a boat. And then we worry about it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
These people are dopes. Has anybody not figured that out? They are dopes.
Well, it's not, they get it. They just find pretty lame excuses for conditions the way they are. Now, government and administration, they are paid to hire the best. Clearly, they're not the best. And clearly, there's an agenda here.
Oh, yeah.
So, what they've done is they've broken a system, and now we're all paying, and they're very slow to figure out how to unbreak it.
Well, if it were me, it wouldn't take a brain surgeon to figure out how to do this. I'd start moving ships to where there were available docking spaces at the ports, and I wouldn't care if you had to take them through the Panama Canal or not.
Okay.
That's me, because guess what? If people want the stuff bad enough, they're going to pay to get it. If they don't, then send it back where it came from. After all, most of it was made in China. Let's let them eat it.
Well, the other thing is this president has the ability to sign a Defense Production Act.
That's right.
To move this stuff, to use other resources to move these cargo ships.
Yep.
They're not doing that.
Yep, you're right. Okay, hold that thought. And by the way, one of the things that this president could do is eliminate a bunch of the paperwork, which is tying this up for weeks and sometimes months at a time. We talked about that last week, a couple of nights in a row. You heard from our buddy, the suicide jockey, and he was telling you about it. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.